Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we're going to get to who said it at 4:15. I got a couple of housekeeping items. No, Rico, do not go to the Ask Him Anything Scoobal thing and start peppering with contract questions.
You're a rabble.
No.
Rabble rouser.
No, I did that at the game, but.
Okay.
Who do you have in the Pegasus race?
No,
race number
no.
3.
We're moving on.
No, Scoobal.
Okay.
I had something that I did yesterday, baseball related, and then I saw a stat today, and it bothered me, and I wanted your take on this, because you are a baseball guy, you're a big Braves fan. We were talking yesterday, the Tigers had this, it was a penciled piece, and I thought Evan's done a really nice job this offseason with this team, with the idea of, you know, they want Bregman, they want a high leverage reliever, but they can't have both, because somehow it would violate their payroll plan, whatever.
Am I in the same league as the Dodgers?
Well, I'm getting to that because I think it should bother you as a Braves fan. I think it should bother Tiger fans. I think it should bother Earth. But the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets have spent a combined $1.5 billion this offseason. Three teams. The other 27 teams in the league have spent $1.3 billion. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much longer can baseball go on having no competitive balance? You know what I mean? You just feel, what's the point?
No, you're right. But it's funny because it's in a larger way, it feels how we do about college sports, where some schools say, I'm going to pay all this money in the world. And other schools are like, well, we don't have that money.
It's like you're checking the notes. That was my next question to you. No, continue, because then I do have something that relates to that. But go ahead.
No, please. But I mean, it's they're saying that clearly we're trying to win championships and we don't care how much it costs because our fans don't want to see the price tag. They just want to see a trophy.
But how do you make sense of it? And again, we're not a small town, right? We're not Cincinnati. We're not Pittsburgh. We're not Oakland or Vegas or Sacramento, Modesto, wherever they're playing. We're sitting here, and look, I'm not pounding the desk about Alex Bregman. I'd like him, but I also do have some concerns that I've outlined. But the idea that, well, we got to pick, do we sign a reliever or do we try for Bregman? Meanwhile, Rico, the Dodgers have 8 starting pitchers.
Yeah.
They're signing relievers they don't even need. And it's, how do you care anymore? Now, look, you're a Braves fan. Now, I'm not sitting here telling you the Braves are the biggest market team. I think the Braves act small for their city size. They do.
Yeah, they do. They're the southern version of Detroit.
Kind of. But you sit there. They've been a class organization. They compete for the World Series. And you're sitting here looking at the Mets and Dodgers and going, I'm not playing the same sport.
No, they're not. Especially because Atlanta has decided that they're really going full fiscally responsible this offseason. And they're, you can go ahead and go. Max Freak, there you go. You can leave. You can go.
I thank
you
for that one.
Yeah, and we're not going to even try to be competitive. It makes the offseason frustrating because you feel like your team is not trying because you see your next door neighbor is trying really hard. And it's like, well, why can't we do what they do? And no matter what they say, it just sounds like an excuse because you're right. You play, there's no cap. You can spend what you want to spend. So go spend it. But to some teams. They feel like, and I guess for Atlanta, they just feel like, look, once we get all everybody healthy again, we're going to win. We just happen to have the worst season ever.
But it attacks at the ability to care. And I said this yesterday, and I want to relate this to something else that I wanted your opinion on. But it's hard for me. Like David was trying to kind of bait me into, let's Mike's a wind-up toy. Maybe he'll throw a chair. And I just said, I can't get upset anymore, right? I can't change who the Tigers are, how they want to run their team. And I can't change the sport, and I don't like either. I don't like how they choose to do business, and I don't like how the sport is allowing teams to do or not do business. And that relates to what I wanted to bring up to you. And I just wanted your opinion. I read something today. Jeremiah Smith, who's the mercurial freshman receiver for OSU, has been given offers. Now, not three-year basis, not a two-year basis, to just take his talents to somewhere else for 9 months, $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we talked about revenue sharing and how if they didn't get rid of the collectives, it wouldn't change anything. It would make it worse. Well, here's worse. I'm not mad at Jeremiah Smith. He's a wonderful player. I'm not mad at the kid. I'm mad at the people offering the money. Rico, $5 million for one season outranks almost 99% of guys that will be drafted in the NFL draft this year.
Yeah.
I, whether I'm a boomer or yelling at clouds, I have a problem with that. I don't care how good you are in college. You're not a pro. $5 million for a wide receiver?
See, this is the one time where I'm going to say he's actually worth it. Now, when it's some players and you're like, dude, you sucked. You were the third receiver on this team. He's one where, you put him with the right quarterback and it's going to end up becoming a championship team. Mike, sports, not just college, professional sports as well, it's boiling down to this. Either you throw everything you can to win a title or your fan base just says, well, I don't care. And as much as we say, everybody who says college football around here, I hate the game. Man, if Michigan or Michigan State were involved in the playoffs, guess what? You'd love the game. Why? Because it's your team.
But
as far as him for $5 million, he's one of the few people you're worth what people are willing to pay. And I don't think that it's just like, oh my God, because we've seen him play. He's a grown man.
I know.
And in a few years, he's going to be making money in the NFL.
But that's fine. My point is, I'm happy to have a kid make money. I'm not asking him to make $50.
Yeah.
But $5 million? Come on, man. I mean, I'm just at a point like, where are the adults?
And
can we get
it.
Some rules, please?
And here's what I hate hearing. Well, you can't do a salary cap because then they would have to form a union. I'm like, you know what? No, because if I can write you a check, the check could come with stipulations. So plain and simple, have some people say, I'm going to pay you this money, but that means you got to stay here and you can't go anywhere. And if you leave, it's a breach of contract and you got to pay me X amount of dollars back in penalty.
I was fine with the revenue sharing if that was the money that was divvied up and there was no NIL. And if you want to pay him $5 million and the other 84 guys on the team have to chop $15 million, well, good luck with your locker room.
Yeah.
But my point is, this is just silly season. Yeah. And I relate it to the baseball thing because I love baseball. I know, old white guy. Yes, I love baseball. But it's hard for me to care because what I see a team like Ohio State doing is what the Dodgers are doing. And the way both sports are allowing teams to do or not do, right? It's no different than big time schools hoarding their cash from TV deals and not spending.
Yeah.
It's the same as baseball owners.
Yeah.
So I wondered if you were accepting of the correlation here because both these sports I love or loved, I can't believe they're being run this way.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, really the only sport that's... The NFL hasn't reached that point yet because the NBA reached that point to me where it's just like, all right, I don't care. You're going to form the super team here now in Portland. Oh, we're going to form a super team here now. I'm going to leave.
Well, and look at Joel Embiid. Look at Zion. Look at the Jimmy Butler thing. Intentionally missing a flight to go to a dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean... How do you explain that to I don't want to do the whole explain it to a kid and you got to, they have the jersey.
Now how do you explain it to your teammates?
I was going to say, how do I explain it to an adult? I'm with you. It gets to a point where, you know what? Keep it.
Right. You tell me, my kid went into the hospital. understand. Oh, it was a dinner party. I must have been really good egg rolls because you missed the flight.
David, a couple of ticket texts. I just wanted Rico's take on those two things.
No, but it, Mike, you're correct. It's what's making it frustrating for the fans. That's why I don't get mad when people say, you know, I don't like this sport. You don't like the sport because it doesn't look like your team is trying.
Right.
And it takes away from your will of buying in.
Mm-hmm.
If your team was winning, like Buckeye fans love the new
playoff. If you're a Dodger fan, yeah. You don't care.
Right.
But I'm trying to take it from the viewpoint of the 99%, not the one. And it's like, gee whiz.
They make it hard, but I think that's just where we are with sports across the board.
Well, I'll just give you a plain example from my household. I've already told you that my oldest son loves the Padres. They were that close to beating the Dodgers in the playoffs. And yet now he's given up because of what the Dodgers have done. He's like, well, then my team isn't even trying anymore. Why? It makes no sense.
And then we sit here in Detroit and you bring up the story.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, if they sign a reliever, they can't have Bregman. And I'm like, it's $35 million.
It's just
these teams are spending $35 billion. It's crazy. Like Michigan State, I'm pumped up if they land a transfer guard. Meanwhile, Ohio State's got a $5 million receiver.
I mean, I guess the beauty of it is it wasn't for State fended off people for Nick Marsh. And it was just like he was going for.
Just take him.
Not $5 million, but you just want a level playing field.
That's really what it is.
And it is. You just want to walk into the season until you lose your second or third game feeling we got a chance.
Because that's the problem that I have with the example of Jeremiah Smith, the $5 million. And you're right, Rico, on surface, that, oh, yeah, he's great. He deserves that money. But the problem I have is there's going to be some guy that does an NIL collector for another school somewhere that says, oh, I think I have the next Jeremiah Smith. And then they're going to try to go over to get that guy when he's not worth it at all.
Right.
Just have a standard.
See, and that's the problem. I can go on.
I know. I didn't mean to loop you into that.
Mike, great topic. First time caller, long time.
I know.
But yes, certain players, I don't mind if they make the money because this kind of was made for people like that to really capitalize.
Yeah.
It's when the Rashadas and all of these people who just jump from team to team, you're on your fifth team, son.
Right,
you're no good.
It's a clown car. And don't even get, and we're not doing this. Don't even start on college basketball. Just leave it alone.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site. packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy 2 and get 3 free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, we'll knock out a couple of calls, get some ticket texts, and then we'll get to who said it, if that works for everybody. And with that, let's go to Phil, 97.1. What's up, Phil? How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right, so if I'm watching football this weekend, the answer is yes. And I'm surprisingly pulling for the Commanders and the Chiefs to win, and I'll explain why. So when I look at the Commanders and the Eagles game, I just hate Philly. I think everybody does. They're just scumbag kind of fan base. And, you know, Nick Sirianni, punchable face. And they were racing us for the one seed all season. We were getting compared to them. And if they win, you know, it'll be a gut punch. You know, I'll have regret knowing that we didn't get a chance to play them. So and it'll make us feel better for losing to the Commanders.
Yeah, you watch out of spite. That's what this is. It's Latte Larry.
100%. And then on the other side, you know, I'm kind of like you, Mike, the America's superhero, Josh Allen, darling boy. You know, like, I just hate media darlings. So I kind of want to see them lose, right, just to see the heartbreak on their face. And then the Chiefs, they make it to the Super Bowl. It's not like I'm rooting for the Chiefs or even like the team, but then they'll beat the Commanders. Commanders have heartbreak, and the Chiefs are inevitable, right? And so we'll have no regret kind of knowing that, hey, even if we got there, the Chiefs just kind of have the cards stacked in their favor, and they'll pull it out.
The Chiefs are like the old-school Lakers or the old-school Bulls. It didn't even bother you after a while. They're the Patriots. You're just like, whatever.
100%, yeah. So, you know, it's probably not a healthy way of coping, but I'm rooting for maximum heartbreak yes. for the other teams and minimal regret for the Lions.
I want pain for everybody. I happen to agree with you, exactly. Phil. Yes, indeed. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Kyle. What's up?
I just kind of wanted to comment on the whole team owners and stuff. I was kind of on the fence to where I thought, you know, all these teams were making offers to players that they couldn't refuse. But then when you kind of go back and look at it, like there's multiple players for the Dodgers, for instance, that left millions of dollars on the table to go play for that franchise. Then you do a little bit of deeper digging and the Dodgers don't even have the richest owners in their own division. So at some point, I feel like there's got to be accountability on the man or the ownership, because if players are choosing to go to a franchise and play there, at a certain point, you can't really hate on that. If they're out there outbidding every other team by $50 million, then it's one thing. But there's many instances where players are leaving money on the table to go play for certain franchises. So I just think that a little light needs to be shed on that.
Well, look, the biggest problem with baseball is there's no real requirements by any owner to do anything. Right? There's no floor. There's no requirement to entry. And then I don't need a cap so much as I need competitive balance. Like the idea that the Dodgers own everything. They own their ballpark. They own their network. Hell, they probably own the damn parking lots. So the you know what I'm saying? So the point is, like,
yeah, I get you.
I just need something that allows you to feel like, yes, even if Chris and company decided to ratchet it up, that we'd be playing the same sport. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, hell, Kyle, my team is one of the evil empire. You know what the problem is?
Yeah.
I don't feel like the Yankees are playing the same sport.
No, I think the floor is what you need. You need
you have to spend at least this amount of money. You must remain competitive, plain and simple. So you have to go out and you have to bring in, instead of going to poverty, we're poor, help us out, because, you know, they don't give you a break on the ticket prices. They don't give you a break on anything else. They still charge you for everything except for putting a competitive team out there, and then they're broke. And that's when you're like, well, wait a minute. I want to be fully invested in this team, but you're not helping me right now.
Yeah, I did some digging, and I saw that, like, I guess Giants ownership, the San Francisco Giants, they're worth almost $1 billion more than Dodgers ownership. So it's like, is there some sort of disconnect to where, obviously, they got the money, so
they don't want to do it. And I mean, again, like, you've got bottom of the barrel franchises like the Pittsburgh Pirates or the Cincinnati Reds or the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, it's, I don't even want to hear about, oh, well, we can't, because first of all, if they were losing money, they'd be the first ones to open their books, Kyle. They've never opened their books. They'll never show you. But you're not going to outspend. You just, first of all, this deferred money thing has got to end. They have got to get to the table. There can't be. The Dodgers have on their current roster deferred money, not now payroll, which is $400 million. Almost $1.4 billion in deferred payments. Come on.
They found the cheat code.
Just come on. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's just enough.
No, when you told me that number, I was sitting there joking, like, what, a billion? You're like, no.
1.375.
Right.
And 3 cents. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll go to who said it. That's all.
Manfred is a truly awful commissioner. Solution to everything is gimmicks and cutting costs. We need a fix in Major League Baseball. Baseball desperately needs a salary cap, but it will never happen. The only answer is to increase the luxury tax so high it makes it impossible to go above it.
But remember, with these deferred payments, it's circumnavigating the whole deal. And again, if you're a Dodger fan like Rico says, you don't care. I'm not doing LA radio, and I don't care about Dodger fans. It's everybody else. This is ridiculous. I mean, okay, did I want the Yankees to sign Juan Soto? Of course I did. But it got stupid to where I was actually relieved we didn't. Because then it allowed us to get Max Fried and to go get Bellinger and to get players.
Like, you still won.
You still got to have a team.
Right.
And I mean, as much as I like Soto, he ain't Ohtani. He don't run. He don't pitch. Like,
no, I mean, for the price that you did not pay for him, you did very well getting multiple players.
Right.
Meaning, let's just say one gets hurt, you still have the other ones where if Soto goes down.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
So you can get more than one player in the offseason.
David, don't. Will you please? The Tigers are doing something completely different, and I'm not going to get upset by it.
I told you yesterday, I'm trying. You're better than me.
I just don't have to like it. It's just, that's it. They can do whatever they want to do. I do not have to respect it.
The other owners are allowing it because they want the players to eventually agree to a salary cap. This makes the Major League Baseball look like a joke.
It is a joke. I mean, it's a bad league. It's why no one cares nationally. It's why Sunday Night Baseball between the Cardinals and Braves and nobody watches. Why? Because unlike the NFL, there's no connectivity. Mm-mm. There's no point to it.
No, because you know going in. I mean, it used to be, you know, spring training, as soon as it's over and you opening day, there's 10 teams that know I have no shot. Now it's turning out to be getting close to about
15 to 20
teams that know we have zero shot. And that's opening weekend. And you already know, and we don't have a chance of
like
winning.
The Dodgers went out there and got relievers just because one of their relievers got hurt. We'll go out there and get two more.
They got relievers.
What? He's going to return.
They got relievers so that they can make ridiculous trades later on in the year and not be hurt. And no, you need a reliever? Come to us. We'll help you out.
It's all right. We have pitching chaos.
We do.
Let's go to who said it. A happier note. We'll get to it next. 97.1. Okay, we do it every week. You know the drill. Our coworkers say stuff. David will catalog it, play tricks on us, psychological warfare. We got to guess who said it. Start with this. Who's eligible? And let's be very clear, David.
Okay, I'm going to give you 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And Wojo worked a grand total of 12 minutes this week, just
about
FYI.
10 minutes, yeah, something like that.
Does Lions review count?
It would be between that time frame, yes.
Oh, God. Okay. It
would be between that time frame.
I mean, Kenny,
but it's not Lions review. It is not Lions review. It is not Lions review.
Let's go.
I was just about to say no tricks, so I fixed that. No tricks. I'm not going to give my defense a chance to get a stop on fourth down. You have to burn a timeout there.
All right, so this is the 12 men on the field. So this would be early in the week. Say it one more time. I'm not going to give my defense a chance. What was the start of that?
I'm not going to give my defense a chance to get a stop on fourth down. You have to burn a timeout there.
I mean, look, I said it in worse terms. I said it way worse than that. I mean, I he was in a coma. I don't think it was me or Rico. That seems like Costa, no? He was a broken man earlier this week.
I was going to say maybe Gator, because he was broken as well. I'm going to go Gator.
This is a question. This is not a guess. Could this be John?
Why, though? You got to elaborate. You got to let us into your mind.
Because it is a take that anybody who watched that game could have. And obviously John was watching that game. And I'm sure he wasn't super high flying on Monday morning.
Yeah, maybe not a big believer in defense since he's an O-lineman.
I don't have a strong take on this because, again, this could be anybody that watched that game. What? I know we've all said it at some point.
Yeah, but the way we said it was more violent.
Yes, that's
I'd be
true.
Very surprised if this was one of us.
If you feel strongly about Costa, I'll roll with you.
It's just the way David read it. It's the first thing I thought. But I'm with you guys. This was not a light bulb moment. I'll go Costa. He's going Gator. You're going Jansen.
I'll stick Jansen.
What are the odds we got all of these wrong?
Still about 50%.
And here's Guff.
Right,
David. Oh, listen to how emphatic I am in my sequin shirt. You have to. Okay there, disco boy.
He was a little upset. Monday was a rough day.
You have to.
Disco boy. I like it. I'm changing his name in my phone to disco boy now.
All right, let's keep it moving.
Number two. And I don't know if the Lions overlooked the Commanders, but when you turn over the ball five times, when you have 12 men on the field on fourth and two, that was an embarrassing showing.
All right, process of elimination. Let's begin. Does anyone have a strong thought?
One more time, David. Sorry about that.
You really got to go in there, Kenny. And I don't know if the Lions overlooked the Commanders, but when you turn over the ball five times, when you have 12 men on the field on fourth and two, that was an embarrassing showing.
I was going to say me, but I think they actually did overlook the Commanders.
That's why I don't think it's us. Yeah. I'm with you. We both agreed they overlooked him. So yeah. That takes us out of it. Let's go process of elimination. Would he go back-to-back morning show? I always do this and overlook Old Tecumseh.
I was just thinking about Old Tecumseh because that sounds like a very angry Gov moment right there. And those happen every so often. These are not unusual.
Yes, it's called Days That End in Y.
Oh, that's correct.
Or is it Doug kind of saying, look, I don't think that they overlooked the Commanders, but you just can't, you know, X, Y, and Z happen.
Read it one more time. Just read it one more time because Rico's got a good thought here. Hold on. One more.
And I don't know if the Lions overlooked the Commanders, but when you turn over the ball five times, when you have 12 men on the field on fourth and two, that was an embarrassing showing.
Would Doug say embarrassing?
Would Doug say showing? Because I think that's more of a Gator word. That's where I'm leaning right now.
Yes. And the use of embarrassing would violate his respect principle.
But see, I'm going to say this time, yes, because he's being respectful because it was horrific, but embarrassing was the more PC way of saying.
God, I hate this. All right, I'm going to go Gator.
Me too.
You're going Doug?
I'm going Doug.
Again, what are the odds we've got this right? I'm not feeling good about this one. No. This is he's going to go into the archives, and it's going to be Kang or Gov or something. David, who
Here's
said
Heather
it?
With the news.
Why did we not guess him?
Think about him over enunciating the word embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
That is on brand. That's a bad job by us. Bad job by us. Good job. Better job by David. Good job by both teams. Better job by me.
Okay. And I'm not anti-Alex Bregman. I'm anti-Alex Bregman for what? Let me slow down. Hold on. And I'm not anti-Alex Bregman. I'm anti-Alex Bregman for what has been reported would be the kind of contract he would get.
Okay. Yesterday, we brought this up. I don't think I used those words in specific, but I did say I like Bregman. But I understand if you don't want to give him a fifth or sixth year. Like, I don't think that's me, but I have said similar. Now, what other show would have brought it up? Now, I know Middays
brought it up.
They found time. They were talking about gas stations and pillows and all kinds of things. So I'm leaning Midday just based on we have been Lions.
Cookies?
I don't know. I can't speak to it. I'm not being smarmy either. I only heard him early in the week, and I go, I don't need to be sadder. And listening to him was like, it was like a dying dog.
This isn't strong enough for me to use the Jenkins rule, but they did talk in those types of terms about Bregman.
Who's they?
Doug and Scott.
See, okay.
See, I'm thinking, and Wojo, he didn't talk about him.
Wojo doesn't work.
Okay.
Here's Wojo's work for the week. That's all the audio we have of Bob. So now, read it one more time.
And I'm not anti-Alex Bregman. I'm anti-Alex Bregman for what has been reported will be the kind of...
I don't know why. I just heard it in his vernacular. Gator for me.
I'll go Gator.
I was thinking the same thing, so all three of us are going to be wrong.
Be right. Come on, boys. We can't go down with the ship here. David. God. I felt so good about that.
Well, you got the right show.
Oh, yippee. All right, next. Rico, I wanted that one. I know.
They already have a really good defense. They have the weapons on offense, couple O-linemen. Ben Johnson is who many of you have said he is. He is that guy, and it works. You're going to have a real problem on your hands.
I think that's me. Because I'm one of the only guys who's not bleeping all over Ben Johnson, and I have said if he gets it right, and you know you've been pimping him all these months, you're gonna have a problem in Chicago. I think that's me.
I don't think anybody else has spoken about Ben Johnson in that kind of.
Oh, you mean where I didn't slander him or act like a child? No, I know.
Well, it was his fault. He wasn't focused. He wasn't dialed in.
He was just doing all those interviews. He wasn't there pretending to practice.
Even TJ agreed.
I think that's me.
It might be. I would
believe it.
Had you not said that, I think I still would have guessed you.
Okay. I don't know if I should take that as an insult, but
no, you shouldn't. It's a take I happen to agree with.
Oh, well then.
I think he's saying you're smart.
Maybe.
Unlike what you said for him.
Yeah, right? You called me dumb early. It's okay.
I did not.
You're the smart guy.
David, who said it? Yes. I know the dumb things I say. All right.
One more?
Yeah, let's
many
do one
more. IQ points for you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Dementia hasn't said, and I actually remember what I said like 10 minutes ago. All right, last one. David.
I got some new sweatshirts for Christmas. I've only worn one of them. I'm not ready to go. I think I would feel funny if I came in here decked out in all Lions gear right now.
I got some new sweatshirts for Christmas.
Now let's think. Who's been the number one fanboy of the Lions at this station?
Costa.
Right. So, if I'm thinking about this logically, he's the one that we would expect most to come in decked out in Lions gear.
And I could say factually at every podcast taping, he's worn sweatshirts this week. None of them were Lions.
That's the only logic I can produce here. I'm going to guess cookies.
See, I'm going to say, what about Gov? Seems like a dad gift. Kids got him a bunch of sweatshirts.
Yeah, but like Tecumseh is like you're living out on the range. Wouldn't they have to knit the sweatshirts? Like you wouldn't buy, like do you have stores where God
maybe
lives?
They were home knitted.
Right, like these are like, what are they called? Heirloom. Handcrafted heirlooms. Look, I'll go with the flow here, but
The cookies thing, it, I mean, dude, he's worn off-brand sweatshirts. He's going deep into the sweatshirt collection.
I saw he broke out the pizza sweatshirt.
Poor guys. He's struggling.
Hey, if you guys have a stronger lean on anybody else, this is just one man's logical approach to this situation.
I mean, he's really going out of the way not to wear Lions gear.
He's so broken.
But I'm just going to go Gov.
Okay. Rico thinks the heirloom plays. Kenny, where are you going?
I'm going Cookies because he's the most Lions guy here, and he's probably the most broken guy here, to be honest.
I'll go Cookies. Unless, is this a Kang?
I will be so furious if this is Kang.
Okay, because it'll prove you're not listening to the show you screen for.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Got it. Okay, I'll go Cookies. David, who said it? Okay, I quit.
I hate this game.
All right. This game sucks. That's all right. I got two, so it's better than zero. Okay, that is who said it.
Hey, football fans. It's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.